Blog Talk Radio.
We are on our way to the unveiling of the glorious law of God. Points made previously. 1. The Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version, is a law book and not a religious book. 2. The Vatican is responsible for the content or body of the Authorized Version Bible. 3. Bible law is a weighty matter in the Authorized Version Bible. 4. The heart or crucial matter of the Authorized Version Bible is invisible. 5. With regard to the Authorized Version Bible, its content, the Vatican has sought to conceal information, hide the truth, and destroy evidence. And 6, the Vatican drew up objectives which the Gentiles carried out against Africa and its inhabitants. In this episode, Mr. Tommy Hart, expert on the heart of the Authorized Version Bible, presents the solution to the Authorized Version Bible's No Man Mystery. As stated earlier, the Authorized Version Bible is a law book. In my Strong's Concordance, there are 526 references to the word law listed in one form or another. But in the same concordance, there are only 7 references to the word religion. Which is greater, 526 or 7? Do not miss the obvious. The Vatican, through the Authorized Version Bible, wages war on religion. In this episode, Mr. Hart brings forth the evidence. Do not miss the conclusion on this matter coming from the book of James. The Vatican has asked Mr. Hart 2 things. 1, what hast thou done? That is found in Genesis 4:10. And 2, what hast thou brought forth? Found in Isaiah 45:10. In my answer to the Vatican, I have said, I have codified scriptural texts, and some of the things I have codified and brought forth in my book, The Glorious Law of God, All Things the Demonstrated Power of God, are 1, the papacy's objectives against Africa and its inhabitants. 2, the perfect law of liberty. 3, the expectations concerning God. 4, the promises the papacy has made to God. 5, the glorious law of God, part 1. And 6, the glorious law of God, part 2. So as you can see, there is a conversation going on between the Vatican and Mr. Hart. As we move forward, please keep this thought and fact in mind. Mr. Hart is the first to codify the laws, expectations, promises, etc., found in the Authorized Version Bible. His aforementioned work is an historic creation. As we begin, let us visit briefly the statement in 1 Corinthians 14:20, which has been put forth by the Vatican. It says, "In understanding be men." But I really want to read that statement, and that's 1 Corinthians 14:20. The complete statement says this: "Brethren, be not children in understanding. Howbeit, in malice be ye children, but in understanding be men." That is a commandment. And the essential part coming out of that verse is this: in understanding be men. 4 words. I read it also to say, be men in understanding. the men having understanding. I am reminded of Proverbs 4:4-5. And I'm turning to it. I'll be doing quite a bit of turning here today because there's quite a bit I want to get in. So bear with me, stay with me, and follow me. Because in this, with this teaching, you just can't get bits and pieces of it. You have to get the complete teaching in order to follow the logic and get the proper understanding intended. Okay? You have to listen. You have to listen to the whole thing. All right? But I'm reminded of the statement in Proverbs 4:4-5, which say, "He taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my word. Keep my commandments and live. Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth." Now back to 1 Corinthians 14:20, "In understanding be men." Watch this. The word "in" there, having. Having understanding be men. And we turn it around, and the sentence still retains. Be men having understanding. Now, that's very important. Be men having understanding. Okay. Now, there's a little question there here in Mark 7:18. I'm building my case. That's what I'm doing. I'm building my case. Mark 7:18. Says these words. "And he saith unto them, are ye also without understanding also?" Or in short, are you without understanding? Having understanding be men. Okay? So the question is asked. The lawful question. The lawful question coming from the law book, the authorized version. Are ye so without understanding? This is my wish, this is my intent, that you get understanding and that you get a proper and accurate understanding of the things going on between God and the Vatican, as we speak now. Okay? Are you without understanding? In understanding, be men having understanding. Be men. All right? Now, that's a commandment. Keep that in mind. The Vatican in Mark 7:16 has declared these words. "If any man have ears to hear, let him hear." If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. Don't stop him. Don't hinder him. If he has ears to hear, the words coming from the Vatican by means of the Authorized Version Bible, let him hear. And the other side of that is, and you listen. You listen. Okay? And you receive understanding from the one who has an ear to hear. Okay, now we move forward. By Jeremiah 23:9 and 1 Corinthians 11:24, the Vatican, Rome, Italy, has confessed that its body and heart are broken. And we talked on this, we began this talk last week. We know that the body is a reference to the material or content making up the Authorized Version Bible. That's the body. The content making up the Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James. That's the body that's being spoken of. And the heart that is being spoken of is the main content of the Authorized Version Bible. So let's get an understanding of those two words, because the Vatican uses those two words throughout Bible content, heart and body. We can have a sound understanding of those words. Body, a reference to the content, all the content making up the Authorized Version Bible, and the heart, the main content of the Authorized Version Bible. Okay, so the Vatican has confessed to God that its body and heart are broken. And broken means what? Out of order, not functioning properly. We can say that the main content of the Authorized Version Bible is, well, we said out of order, and it is invisible. The main content. All right? 1 Corinthians 6:13, the Vatican tells all that the body, or crucial matter here, of the Authorized Version Bible is for the Lord. Let me clarify that. The Vatican tells all that the body, or the content constituting the Authorized Version Bible, is for the Lord. Now, what does for mean? For here means, the word for means intended for. So the Vatican, we're making it clear here that the Vatican is speaking about the body of the body constituting the Authorized Version Bible, and that body is meant to be received by the Lord. Okay? And I can say that the Lord has received the body coming from the papacy, that body being the content constituting the Authorized Version Bible. So the question we are answering here is, what is the Lord's body? The Lord has received the body from the Vatican. What is the Lord's body? The content of the Authorized Version Bible constitutes the body of the Lord. And the body has come from the Vatican. It can be said this way. The content constituting the Authorized Version Bible, which has been put forth by the Vatican, has been received by the Lord God. Okay, we now turn to the heart. Having a good understanding, a sound understanding, and a differentiation between the words heart and body, the Vatican uses in the content and context of the Authorized Version Bible. Okay? We have a good understanding of that. Body is just the material, all the material constituting the Authorized Version Bible, and the heart is the main or crucial content found in the Authorized Version Bible. Of course, in the Authorized Version Bible, the main crucial content is here. It's invisible. The average person does not see it. All right? And what we are doing here, in short, is we are putting forth the evidence of things not seen. Remember faith, Hebrews 11:1? Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I, in my teaching, am bringing forth the evidence of things the average person does not see when he or she reads the Bible. Also, that's the work of my document, my latest composition, The Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God. In that book, you have much evidence of things the Bible talks about, but not in detail and not line upon line, okay? But the person can see these things, the evidence of these things in my document. And he can also hear the evidence as I put it forth, you know, on this program, The Law of God. I am Lawmaster. Okay? We turn now to the heart. Now, when the Authorized Version Bible speaks of its heart, it speaks of its main content, whether it has to do with a past, present, or future personality, act, event, etc. We know these things about the Authorized Version's heart. One, we know that the Authorized Version's heart is found to be broken. Remember, the papacy, the Vatican, has confessed to God of its broken heart. Broken again means out of order, not functioning properly. All right? So the heart of the Authorized Version Bible is not in proper working condition. Okay? The heart, as it is in the Authorized Version Bible, is not in proper working condition. It's out of order. And it's also invisible, as I've said. Two, the Authorized Version's heart is not right in God's sight. That's a fact that has come to pass. God has looked in the Authorized Version Bible. He has examined it. He has scrutinized it and searched it out, and he has found that the heart of the Vatican's heart, as it is set in the Authorized Version Bible, is not right. All right? That's Acts 8:21 and Psalms 78:37. The Authorized Version Bible's heart is not right in the sight of God. That is an act that has come to pass, people, all right, in these last days. Okay? Three, the Authorized Version's heart has descended from the Vatican. So you want to know who it is who has set forth the Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version? It is a papal product. It is a product that has descended or that has been put forth by the Vatican, Rome, Italy. Four, the Vatican has made its heart in the Authorized Version Bible invisible. The Vatican has made its heart invisible in the Authorized Version Bible. So you don't see, the average person does not see the main or crucial content when he or she reads the Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version. Isn't that something? But God has seen it. Jeremiah 8:18. The admission / confession, my heart is faint. And I want us to, stop right there or slow down right there. And let's turn to that statement and see it for ourselves. Jeremiah 8:18. Says these words. Okay? When I would comfort myself against sorrow, watch these last words, my heart is faint in me. Now, what is essential in that statement is these four words, or are these four words, my heart is faint. Okay? My heart is faint. And the word faint there means indistinct, unclear, not seen. Isn't that something? That's another confession put forth by the papacy or the Vatican to God. Because who does the Vatican or the papacy confess to? The Vatican confesses to God. And he says here in this confession, Jeremiah 8:18, my heart is faint, indistinct, unclear, not seen. So when the average person reads Bible content, the Authorized Version Bible, he does not see the heart. He does not see the crucial matter, the main content of the Authorized Version Bible. Is that fair? The Vatican has put forth a book and hid crucial information. Is that fair to everyone? Okay? Yes. God has seen, God has discovered the heart of the Authorized Version Bible and found that that heart is faint, indistinct, unclear, not seen by the average person, of course, but seen by God, and that that heart is out of order, not functioning properly. So I asked the question, how in the world can Mr. Average or Mrs. Average get proper understanding through the authorized and from the authorized version Bible if the heart is faint, if the crucial content cannot be seen? It can't be done, can it? Would you agree? Now, that's a confession. The Vatican says, my heart is faint, my heart is indistinct, my heart is unclear, my heart is not seen by the average person.
All right.
Talking about the heart of the Authorized Version Bible, God has seen it, God has examined it, and found that it is out of order. But that's not the end of the matter, though. That's not the end of the matter. Let's look at a part of God's resume. Did you know that God has a resume? Let's look at two statements found in the resume of God. Statement one, God's resume, Job 34:25. Here we go. Therefore, he knoweth their works. The he there is a reference to God. He, God, knows their works. Who's the there? The Vatican. The Vatican. The works of the Vatican. God knows the works of the Vatican. The works of the Vatican are found in the Authorized Version Bible. All right? Let me give you an example of the works that the Vatican has put forth in the Authorized Version Bible and hid in the Bible, of course. One example would be the Vatican's objectives, which he put forth to the Gentiles, against Africa and its inhabitants. Now, those objectives can and are called a curse in the Authorized Version Bible. So whether I say the objectives or whether I say the curse, we're talking about the same thing. The Bible does not use the word objectives in the Bible, you know, in relating to the curse, but it uses the word curse. But the curse is just a set of objectives which the Vatican has put forth, given to the Gentiles, and the Gentiles have carried out those objectives against black people and against Africa itself. All right? Another example of a work of the Vatican is the work of the Passover law. The work of the Passover law is in the Bible, but it is crucial matter. It is indistinct. It's faint. The average person does not see it. God has seen it. And God has put that law of the Passover in his document, the book of the law of God, as also he has done with the objectives or curse the Vatican has set forth against Africa and its inhabitants. Now, that law of the curse or law of the objectives set against Africa and its inhabitants has already been carried out. Okay? That's a past thing. It's a done deal. Okay? Okay. Now, another example of the works of, or a work of the Vatican is the law of the perfect law of liberty. And these laws are named in the Bible. They are named. Okay? The perfect law of liberty found in James. Okay? That's another work that the Vatican has put forth in the Authorized Version Bible and hid in the Authorized Version Bible. Of course, God has seen it, and God has put it in his work, God's work, the book of the law of God. All right? And you can read it clearly. Things, crucial matter, crucial things in the Authorized Version Bible are faint. Crucial things in the book of the law of God are clear. They are not only perceptible, but they are clear. Okay? Not ambiguous or anything. They are perfectly clear plain, simple, understandable. All right? Clarified. Okay. Those are examples of the works of the Vatican. And, of course, those works are set in the Authorized Version Bible in secret. Okay? Hidden. Okay? Now, let's move on. He knows their works. God knows the works of the Vatican that are in the Authorized Version Bible. And God is seeking to make known the works of the Vatican that have been found in the Authorized Version Bible. Because people need to know these things. People have been given a false message, deliberately given an incorrect message. Okay? God's aim is to give the people a correct and accurate, rendition of things that the Vatican has set in the Authorized Version Bible. So, number one, he knows their works. That is a part of the resume of God. God knows the works of the Vatican. Two, another part of God's resume says this. He knows the secrets of the heart. He knows the secrets of the heart. Now, I didn't put a reference there, but I think it is found in Psalm 44. Let me check. Psalm 44:21 says these words. Shall not God search this out? What is the this talking about? We can say that this is a reference to Bible content. Listen. Shall not God search out that which the Vatican has set forth in the Authorized Version Bible? Because that's exactly what God has done. And that's exactly what I'm delivering to you today. All right? For he knows the secrets of the heart. Another main part, principal, important part of God's resume. He knows the secrets of the heart. Whose heart? What heart? The Vatican's heart. And where is the Vatican's heart? The Vatican's heart is in the Authorized Version Bible, hidden, which God is unveiling and making known. Isn't that something? God's resume, a part of it. He knows the Vatican's works, and he knows the secrets of the heart. So don't tell me the Bible does not have secrets in it. It does. That's why you don't understand it. You may not admit it, but you don't understand Bible content. And it's good that you are listening to someone who has come to a proper understanding of Bible content. In an effort to bring us out of this state of deception or delusion that the Vatican and the Gentiles have cast us into. All right? In understanding, be men. Having understanding, be men. You want to be a man or lady or a woman having understanding? You can get it here. And that understanding is reliable. God's understanding is reliable. It's sound. It's sure. All right? The understanding that comes from God and God alone. Two main ingredients found in God's resume. Job 34:25. He knows the Vatican's works that are set in the Authorized Version Bible. And two, Psalm 44:21. He knows the secrets of the heart of the Authorized Version Bible. Two statements found in God's resume. There is yet one more statement on the heart which we must regard, and this statement is a judgment that has come from the Vatican. Isn't this something? That we know where the content of the Authorized Version has come from. It didn't come from a king or a queen. It came from the Vatican itself. the top office of the Gentiles. The top office. In the Gentile world, before God, there was no higher office than that of the Vatican. Isn't that something? And Mr. Average or Ms. Average didn't know these things. All right? But now we are finding out things that we did not know. So what we are talking about? We're talking about things that we previously did not know, but now we know. And we can be men and women having understanding. Isn't that wonderful? I think so, because that's what I would want. I would want a proper, accurate, clear understanding of what's in the Bible and not believe what somebody who does not know, you know, tell me anything, because he thinks I don't know. And he may think he's right, but he's not. All right, let's move on. Yes, Ecclesiastes 7th chapter, 3rd verse. And turn with me to this statement. This is a judgment that has come from the top. It has come from the Vatican. The top before God, that is, because we know that God is the top office. All right? All right? Ecclesiastes 7, verse 3. I will read it. All right? It says these words. Follow me. Sorrow is better than laughter, for by the sadness of the countenance, watch this, the heart is made better. And it's the last part of the statement that is crucial. Five words, I believe. The heart is made better. And what have we said about the heart? That one, it has descended from the Vatican, and two, that the heart is indistinct. Huh? Three, that the heart is out of order. Now we see these words. The heart is made better. Is there a contradiction? Is the heart made better in the Authorized Version Bible? No, it is not. We have said previously, the Vatican's heart is made better in the book that has come from God, the book of the law of God, all things, the demonstrated power of God. That is the book in which the heart of the Vatican is made better. Okay? And what does the word better mean here? It means of a more excellent sort. It means surpassing. Surpassing another or others. More desirable, listen, favorable, profitable, etc. The heart of the Authorized Version is made better or is made surpassing others. The heart of God's book, the book of the law of God, all things are demonstrated power of God, is of a more excellent sort than that of the Vatican's heart in the Authorized Version Bible. You cannot understand on your own the Vatican's heart as it is in the Authorized Version Bible. Why can I say that? Because we've already said it's invisible. It's not clear. It's indistinct. You miss it. You look over it. You don't recognize it. God has done those things. He has found it. He has recognized it. He has captured it. He has searched it out. And he has found it out. Okay? And he has put those things in a book that he has found, you know, for the people. Okay? The God's heart, as it is in the book of the law of God, surpasses the heart of the Vatican as it has been set down in the Authorized Version Bible. I hope you got that statement. God's heart surpasses the heart of the Vatican. That's the conclusion. And the judgment the Vatican has issued. Let me just follow my outline here. Question, where is the heart made better? Because the Vatican has said in Ecclesiastes 7:3, the heart is made better. And I've already told you, the heart, the Vatican's heart is made better in the book of God, the book of the law of God, all things are demonstrated, power of God. Okay? The heart is made better. All right? Where is the heart made better? The answer, the Authorized Version Bible's heart is made better in my book, which is in manuscript form, having this title, the book of the law of God, all things the demonstrated power of God. Take note, the judgment of Ecclesiastes 7:3, listen carefully, the judgment of Ecclesiastes 7:3, which says the heart is made better, was given by the Vatican before the book of the law of God, in which the Authorized Version's heart is made better, was written. In other words, the Vatican gave judgment on the book of the law of God, or the book that has come from God. The Vatican gave judgment on that book before the book was even written. Before the book was written. Isn't that something? So we see in one way how the Vatican acts. Okay, and I don't want to get ahead of myself. We thus conclude the papacy can and does speak beforehand. The Vatican can and does render judgment beforehand. And we see an evidence of this in the judgment the Vatican has set down in Ecclesiastes 7:3, which has to do with the heart of the book of God, the law. The book of the law, all things are demonstrated, power of God. We can also make this statement on the order of 1 Corinthians 14:25. In the book of the law of God, all things are demonstrated, power of God. Listen, the secrets of the Vatican's heart are made manifest. They are made known. They are made obvious. They are made plain. The secrets of the Authorized Version Bible's heart are made plain, clear, apparent in Mr. Hart's book, the book of the law of God. That's really something. That's really something. And we can be happy and rejoice because of that. Because the Vatican has set forth a work that is imperfect, meaning incomplete. That's fine. But the Vatican has also set forth in the Authorized Version Bible a work that hides evidence, conceals crucial information. Okay? And by the work of God, that crucial information which the Vatican hid, God has brought forth and is bringing forth that crucial matter that the Vatican has hid. And if the Vatican hid information in the Authorized Version Bible, what is the implication? The implication is that the Vatican did not want somebody, some people, some person, some group to find it, to know about it. So he hid it in the Authorized Version Bible. And people have had the Authorized Version Bible for years, but at the same time, had no understanding of it. Had no understanding of it. So you can have the book without having the understanding. You can read the book, but that doesn't mean you get understanding. Understanding of Bible content comes from God. Always remember that. It is so. And it is an actual thing. It's a real thing. That's not just a nice sounding statement about God. That's a real, true statement. And we have the evidence of it. I'm giving evidence of it as I speak. And, of course, much evidence is in the book of the law of God, which God has brought forth. All right? So, thus far, we've talked about the body of the Lord, which has come from the papacy to God, the Lord God. And we've talked about the heart that has come from the Vatican by means of the Authorized Version Bible to God. God has captured the heart. He has discovered the heart. He gives understanding of the heart of the Authorized Reading Bible. And you can have that understanding. This understanding is for you because it's necessary that you have. Oh, yeah. Okay. Moving forward. I will now turn our attention to a thing not known. We are on our own. Okay, we're working on some things here. Okay, turn to 2 Samuel 17:19. 2 Samuel 17:19. All right. I'm turning my pages. All right, 17:19, 2 Samuel says these words. 2 Samuel 17:19. Okay, I'm in 1 Samuel, no wonder. 2 Samuel 17:19. I'll read the complete statement, and then I'll give the essence, I'll give the crucial matter found in the statement. And the woman took and spread a covering over the well's mouth and spread ground corn thereon. Now listen. And the thing was not known. Six words. And the thing was not known. What was not known? I'll tell you a few things that were not known. It was not known by Mr. Average or Miss Average, that the Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version, descended from the papacy. It was not known by the average individual that the heart of the Authorized Version Bible was hid. It was not known by Mr. Miss Average that the heart of the Authorized Version Bible was out of order, not working properly. The thing was not known. What else was not known? It was not known until this time now that it is being taught that the Vatican set forth the body constituting the Authorized Version Bible for God. The Vatican set forth the content of the Authorized Version Bible for God, and the word for there means meant to be received by. The Vatican has put forth the content of the Authorized Version Bible with the purpose of being received, of it being received by God. And that has happened. That has actually happened. The thing was not known. Okay? So, in essence, the body of the Lord was not known. And understand this, that the content making up the Authorized Version Bible is now in God's hand. It's in God's hand now. It has descended from the Vatican to God, and God has received the body that has come from the Vatican, and that body being the content of the Authorized Version Bible. Okay? And God has discovered the heart of the matter constituting the Authorized Version Bible. Okay, the thing was not known. Okay, we're going to speak about another thing. Okay, also, let me say this. This is very important. because we need to keep this in mind. This thing was not known by Mr. and Ms. Etheridge, that the Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Bible or King James Version, is a law book and not a religious book. That thing was not known before God came. That thing was not known by the average person. Okay? All right. Now we're going to talk about another thing that was not known. Okay? And we turn our attention to this other thing that was not known, but that I will make known at this time. Okay? I ask, what thing is and is not known? What thing exists, but it is not known? Okay? All right. And we have this thing coming up. The No Man Mystery. The resolution of the mystery of the Authorized Version's No Man. And it's important that I say it like that, the Authorized Version's mystery of no man, because in some other versions, they change no man to, you know, other things, such as maybe no person or nobody. Okay? The mystery of no man. I will resolve the mystery of no man and answer the question, who or what does no man reference? And I will show the thing that was not known. Wonderful. Let's get right into it then. What is the thing that was not known? The other thing, because we've already identified some things that were not known, this is another thing that was not known. No man. And I'm going to give some statements about no man. The Bible speaks of no man throughout itself. Or can I say, the Vatican speaks of no man throughout Bible content. Excuse me. The Vatican speaks of no man throughout Bible content. No man is not a phrase, if you will, that we can just pass over. There's a hidden meaning. Remember in God's resume, it said he knows the secrets of the heart. God knows the secret of the heart. This is a secret. Just like the Vatican's heart being indistinct. That was a secret. Or the Vatican's body of content being meant for God to receive. What's not known? Okay, no man. Turn to Thessalonians 3:3. Thessalonians 3:3, way back in the New Testament. Not that far back in the New Testament, but it's in the New Testament. 1 Thessalonians 3:3. Okay, we find these words. That no man should be moved by these afflictions. Don't let anybody tell you that, convince you that no man means or is a reference to nobody, no person, etc. No man should be moved by these afflictions. Okay. Let's go to another one. 1 Corinthians 14:2. 1 Corinthians 14:2. We find these words. But he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understands him. Simplified, let's put it like this. The Vatican, by means of Bible content, speaks to God. No man understands the Vatican. Or, no man understands the Vatican's content that is that makes up the Authorized Version Bible. No man understands him. Who's him? No man understands the papacy's words that are set in Bible content. No man understands the composition that has come, been put forth by the Vatican. No man understands the Vatican's composition as found in the Authorized Version Bible. No man. Okay? Well, there's a man who does understand it. And I speak of myself here. Because I would be lying if I said I have no understanding of Bible content. I'd be telling a big lie. All right? So, when it says no man understands him, it doesn't mean no person or no individual or nobody. Because I understand the matter of Bible content. No man should be moved. I have been moved to know that Bible content has secrets in it. I have been moved to know that the Vatican has hidden crucial information inside Bible content. I have been moved to find out the truth of the body of the Lord and the body which has come from the prophecy. I have been moved to act. And I'm moved to do what I'm doing right now, speaking to you and on this from this program about Bible content. I have been moved by things the Vatican has set down in the Bible. I have been moved by those things. Okay? Moved to act upon them. I'm acting on the knowledge that I have learned about Bible content. I'm acting. I've been moved by things set down in the Bible. And I understand those things. Okay, no man, okay, this is 1 Corinthians 2:11. I see we have some noise on the line here. But let me say this also, that I'm in the city of Chattanooga, Tennessee, and I'm actually on outside broadcast here, and I am set between two mountains. No mountain, as I'm told it is on my right, and I look to my left, and Lookout Mountain is on my left. I am set between humongous mountains. Isn't that wonderful? All right. I also need to make this statement. We have about 7 minutes left on the broadcast, and as I said, I'm outside, and I'm away from everything, really, that I need, and my battery might run out a little before time is out, and if that happens, stay with me. I'll just call in on the other phone that I have, okay? Because I think Mr. I hear my cell phone beeping. Yes.
Mr. Hart?
Yes. Yes, hello, sir.
Yes, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir. Thank you for calling.
Yes, this is Steve in St. Louis.
Yes.
And, sorry, I want to apologize for that noise earlier. I didn't have my phone on mute. I had my hand up, and I wanted to just mention that for anyone listening, if they would like to get their hands on a copy of the manuscript, it can be found at www.inlightstone.net. That's INLIGHTSTONE.net. Again, inlightstone.net. You can you'll be redirected to PayPal and where you'll be able to pick up the excuse me. Well, you'll be able to pick up the manuscript for $12. You will be able to immediately download a PDF of the manuscript. So just wanted to throw that out there. and let the listeners know that where they can find that manuscript. And also, they can check out some of your videos at on YouTube. All they would have to do is go to youtube.com/user/Law of Gods, and that's God with an S on the end. So it's youtube.com/user/Law of Gods, and that's all I have for now.
Mr. Wells, Brother Wells, thank you for that wonderful information.
I actually wanted to
call you before the broadcast and ask how would I get that on. I'm so glad you called. Thanks for that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Okay. I hope you got that from Mr. Welsh there. Vital information. Okay? All right. But like I said, we have about three or four.